Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is well. We are continuing in Yirtzeh Hashem today in Mishneh Yomi, and we find ourselves in Dimai, Perek Dalid, Mishnayis Vav through Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnayis 6 through 7. So Mishnah Vav says as follows, Hanichnas la'ir ve'eno makir adam sham. Interesting case. Person walks into a city, and he doesn't know anyone. So in other words, now the issue over here is not a friend issue. The issue over here is he wants to be able to buy, to purchase, tithe produce. But he doesn't know any of the merchants. So what does he do? Amar mikan ne'eman, mikan ma'aser. So he puts out, he announces, is anyone here believed? Does anyone here take trumas and maestros? In other words, who could I buy produce from? Amar echad ani. So if a guy comes forward and he says, yeah, me, I'm trusted. Everyone trusts me. And the Mishnah says he's not believed. In other words, if a person goes ahead, see, the Mishnah is operating under the basic assumption that Allah Lamais, when you walk into a city and you don't know anyone, the assumption ultimately is that the general population are Ami Ha'aretz, are just unlearned people, and therefore, again, not careful in the separation of Trumas and Maisras. So when you ask and someone goes in and says, yeah, I'm believed, the Mishnah says that person doesn't have credibility. On the other hand, Amrlo Ishploni Ne'eman, if let's say, again, you put out the call, is anyone here believed? And a guy steps forward and he says, yeah, Reuven is believed. In other words, he doesn't say that he's believed, but rather, again, he goes ahead and I guess we'll say, you know, attests to the credibility of someone else. Hareza Ne'eman. Ultimately, again, we believe him regarding his statement about a secondary person. So in other words, I go into town, I say, is anyone here believed to take Trumas and Maestros? If Reuven steps forward and Reuven says, yes, I'm believed, we don't believe Reuven. But if Reuven steps forward and Reuven says, I, Shimon, he's a credible guy, then I could believe Shimon, and I could believe that, and I could purchase produce from Shimon. So halach lo likach mimenu. So let's say I go to buy produce from Shimon, Amrlo mikan mocher yashan, and I asked Shimon, okay, so I'm going to buy produce from you because you tied your produce. Tell me, does anyone here sell yashan grain? So remember again, yashan is grain that grew from before last Pesach. Remember again, so yashan is any grain that took root prior to the previous Pesach. So does anyone here sell yashan? Amrlo mishe shalachacha etzli. So let's say Reuven says, oh, yo, you want yashan? Yeah, go back to Reuven. Reuven sells yashan. Says the Mishnah, afa pi shein kegomlin zedzeh, even though it looks like there's reciprocity, right? It looks like maybe Reuven and Shimon are in cahoots, right? Reuven says, oh yeah, go to Shimon for tithe produce. And Shimon says, oh yeah, go to Reuven for yashan. It looks like that perhaps there's some reciprocity happening over here. Hare elu ne'eman. And ultimately, you could believe them both. Obviously, the idea that Bartimura brings down over here, that Chazal are relaxing their standards a little bit because I'm traveling. And that's why, again, the Mishnah prefaces this halacha by saying, Hanichnas Le'ir. We're talking about someone who's on the road. And so because I'm on the road, I don't know. So we allow you to ultimately be a little bit more meiko, to be a little bit more lenient. Beautiful. Mishnah Zayin. Hachamar Shenichnas Le'ir. It's another interesting case. Let's say Chamar and our donkey drivers. So remember, again, these donkey drivers are selling their goods. In this case, they're selling grain. So watch this. Amar echad shali chadash v'shal chaveri yashan shali eno mutukan v'shal chaveri mutukan. So listen to this case. Reuven and Shimon walk into this to a city, and Reuven says, "You know what? To be honest, my produce, my wheat is chadash, but Shimon, his produce is yashan." Now remember, again, you're not allowed to eat chadash. There's a whole discussion contemporarily about what we're obligated to do with chadash and yashan, but certainly in times of the Beis HaMikdash, so any grain that took root after last Pesach cannot be consumed until this year, the second day Pesach, when the Karban Omer is brought. So the Mishnah is operating under the assumption that you cannot consume chadash. So in this case, something interesting happens over here. So Reuven and Shimon, two donkey drivers, two merchants, come into my city. Reuven says, listen, my produce is yashan, but Shimon, sorry, my produce is chadash, but Shimon's got the yashan. He's got the kosher produce. Or Reuven says, you know, my produce, I don't tithe. But Shimon, he's so makbid, he's so careful, he tithes everything. What's the halacha? Eino ne'emanin. Ultimately, again, they're not believed. Now, why are they not believed? Because halacha l'maisa looks like they're in cahoots, right? Looks like there's some degree of reciprocity over here. The Bar Tanura says, because we're concerned they have like a little bit of a racket going on. In other words, they come into city A, and Reuven says, my stuff is not kosher, but Shimon's stuff is great. They go into city B, Shimon says, oh, you know, my stuff's not kosher, but Reuven's stuff is great. And we're concerned that there's a racket happening over here. So ultimately, they're not believed. Bar Tanura also says that generally, it's not the derech of merchants to extol, it's not the normal practice of merchants to extol the merchandise of another merchant. So when we see people talking in too much of glowing terms about the other person's merchandise, we tend to get a little bit nervous. Okay, so the Rabbi Huda on the other hand says, Ne'emon. And Rabbi Huda says, no, halacha l'maisa. Ultimately, again, they are ne'emanin. Now, interestingly enough, remember, why does Rabbi Huda say that they're ne'emanin? Because halacha l'maisa, once again, Rabbi Huda says, the whole takana of demai is a chumrah. In other words, we assume at the end of the day, most amei ha'aretz, the Bar Tanura writes, hoil v'rov amei ha'aretz ma'asrinhin. In reality, most amei ha'aretz do tithe. We're just machmir for the minority. See, here's what's interesting. So, right, so we could be makel here. We want merchants to come, right? The city wants merchants to come because the more merchants that come, the greater the selection of produce, and the greater the selection of produce, hopefully, again, the lower the prices become. So because it's in the best interest of the townspeople for the merchants to come in, therefore, halacha l'maisa, we believe the merchants when Reuven says, my stuff is chadash, and my stuff is not tithe, but Shimon's stuff is great. We believe them. The Bar Tanura himself says, ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Bar Tanura says, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows the first opinion, namely, that when we see two merchants walking into town like this, we are concerned that they are in cahoots with each other, and we do not believe their respective testimony regarding the other. All right, we'll stop over here. Mazel tov, everyone, finishing the fourth parak. Wishing everyone a great day.